Kieran Boyle, manager of Swilly Rovers. First of all, many congratulations. Division 2 champions. Not a bad ring to it.
Thanks very much. No, as I say, we just got over the line today and we're looking forward to this game, you know, for the last few weeks, working hard on it, and we made it over the line. That's the priority that I was, you know.
Yeah. You've had to go to Laggan and win today. You found yourselves 1-0 down in the early stages in that one.
Yeah, 1-0 down. Initially, it was we get away a penalty, you know, in the first maybe 20 minutes, you know, when we were struggling away, we found it difficult to break them down. They were, to be fair to them, they were quite a good side, you know, and as I say, we hadn't played maybe many matches in the last few weeks, so we were finding it difficult to break them down. We weren't getting in the rhythm. But once we got on top, then we seemed to go well for the next 40-odd minutes, but caught again near the end in a sucker punch, and we just played by luck, didn't we? We got the one and goal penalty for us in the last maybe 20 minutes or so, you know.
Yeah. Who scored your goals today, by the way, Kieran?
The first goal, I think it was Leon Boyce got a goal. I think it was Marty McDade and Damien Freed got the goals.
Yeah. Listen, the 3 points was needed for the Division 2 title. Was there any pressure on the shoulders of the boys, or did they show any pressure at all over the last couple of weeks as you were heading towards this? Because things, when you're going for titles, it can get nervy at times, so it can, Kieran.
Yeah, it was very, very nervous. They're young lads, you know, as I say, we went local this year and all the local lads, and Rafo had been sort of on our coattails throughout the campaign, you know, the whole way through, which they're quite a good team as well, and we sort of struggled the last few games, you know, but as I say, it's all about getting over the line and getting the 3 points and wrapping it up, you know, so it gives, as I say, it's good for the club and good opportunity for the young lads to progress and move on to a higher level, and see where it takes us next year, you know.
Yeah, because that's the idea around Swilly at the moment. Obviously, we're an Ulster Senior League team for many years, but now it's about rebuilding down there in Remelton.
Yeah, well, we took a stance and said that we're going to go local for a few years since you had went, you know, as I say, and we've always been able to produce good quality players, you know, like at the minute, like we got Barry McNamee and Tony McNamee and Keith Cowan and Connors Logan playing in England, Ronan Curtis and Ronan Boyce playing in Derry. So we got all those players, they're local players here, and they all, we've always got a good tradition of playing good quality football, and as I say now, we're going local and we're giving the young lads an opportunity, and hopefully it'll be enough, you know.
Yeah, what was it like? What was the celebrations like down there today in Laggan?
They're sort of muted in a way, you know. They're in one sense they're celebrating, but in another sense, like, you know, it's quite difficult. Like all through the town, everywhere's closed up, and you know, as in all towns around Donegal at the moment, you know. But listen, I would say the guys will be able to find somewhere, I can imagine, before the night, you know, they have a few beers. And
yeah, and listen, fully deserving. But just looking ahead to the future again, I suppose, Kieran, I suppose getting as far as the top flight of the Donegal Junior League is now working your way up as far as there. That's where you want to be, to get to the top of the Premier Division, is it?
We were trying. We're trying to stabilise the club first, you know, and see where we are and take note where we are, and then hopefully we'll be able to move, we'll progress from there, you know. But as I said, it's a process. We know it's going to take time, you know. It's not going to be something that's going to be a quick fix. So, as I say, we get the locals buying into it, and we get everybody training hard and working hard for the one goal. Yeah. We should be okay in the future, you know. But as I say, next year or two, hopefully, we'll get young lads developing, and we'll see where it takes it after that, you know.
Okay, well, you're off to a good start with it anyway, Kieran. Well done again. Yeah. Congratulations today.
Lovely. Thank you very much. Thank you.